This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Can you hear okay in your mic? Whoop. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you back on board. And this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. What?
Nothing. I'm just glad to be awake this week.
Not so am I. I'm glad you're awake. Indeed. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it might be. And we'll just... we'll take your calls and discuss whatever you want to discuss with you. Our producer this morning is Anita. And poor girl's been here all night. What, 12 hours now almost?
Almost 12.
Sure. Yeah, that's kind of like a double shift. And so be patient with her, ladies and gentlemen.
You be patient with her.
I'll be patient with her. So far, so good. Right, Anita? See there? Yeah, we're easy here. But I did tell her she's going to get a lot of calls, and I told her why, because we're giving away another CVA muzzleloader for the month of November. And that is very simple to get into that contest. All you have to do is call us here on the station at WCBM 680. That's 922-6680. And leave your name and your phone number. And we'll write your name and phone number down. And then everybody at the end of the month goes into a hat, and we pull probably be the first weekend of December. The last weekend here is going to be the 25th, which is the first day of deer season. I got to turn my phone down, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
There's Chuck. Good morning, Chuck. How are you, buddy? Good to
morning,
hear from
Chuck.
You. He's texting, good morning. So call in, name and number, and Anita will write that down. 410-922-6680 is the contact number. And then you just get to go on the air with me. That's part of the requirement. You've got to go on the air with me. And say hi. That's all you got. Hey, just want to get in the contest. Or if you have a question, we'll be more than glad to answer those questions. If you have, something about deer or waterfowl or fishing or crabbing or whatever, we'll try to answer that as best as possible. And even about rules, regulations, General Assembly, you name it, we'll talk about all that. So, 410-922-6680, and here come the calls. Indeed. All right. Well, there's no hunting or fishing this week, but we did get the Maryland Hunting Quarterly to the press.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll be going up online probably this weekend or Monday, I would imagine. Monday it'll be up online. But you can look for it at your local dealer. Sporting goods store, and lots of good stuff in there, and I didn't bring a copy in, and I should have done that. You know why?
Why?
Well, because I base what I say about Chesapeake Outdoors and Clyde Sport Shop in the ads in the magazine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Want me to run out to the truck?
If you want to. If you don't want to, that's fine. I can run out during the first break.
I'm on my way.
On your way? You probably need the car keys.
Yeah.
Or truck keys.
Uh-huh.
Current issue, if you can find one. Thank you, dear.
Yes.
Careful.
Love you, too.
I know. Have a nice walk. You want to go out the back or the front? Either way.
Oh.
You don't need a code to get back in. You got that. You
just put. Anita
let you in. All right. We're good. She's going to go out. You need to let her in the second door when she comes back in. Anyway, we're going to go here. Robert, good morning. How are you? Oh, we don't have Robert up and ready to go.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Robert, how are you? Did Anita get your name and number?
Yes, she did.
Oh, good. So you're in the contest now.
I wasn't sure you were talking to me.
I'm talking to Robert, yep.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
Dundalk.
Okay, good, good. So what's up?
I'm just calling to enter the contest.
Okay, you're in.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. See you later.
Bye.
Russ, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Alan?
Hey, Russ. Good. How about yourself?
Doing very well.
Good.
Doing very well.
Good. What's going on? Anything good?
Lots of good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Good. Went on my first dove hunt.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it turned out to be a bust. But I learned a lot, actually.
No, wait a minute. When you say it turned out to be a bust because the doves didn't fly or you didn't hit any?
Because they weren't there.
The guy that
I went with, it's his favorite spot. It's up on the other side of the Catoctin Mountains.
Oh, wow.
And every time he goes there, I mean, he always hits the limit.
Right.
But, this particular day, it was a few days after a storm, so apparently they had moved on.
There just wasn't any. Yep. Well, they are a migratory bird.
Yeah, that's what happens. So, but I still learned a lot, you know, about dove hunting. I'm looking forward to the next one. So,
yeah.
Other than that, I mean, things are going well. We're just looking forward to the holiday season coming up.
Got it. Me too.
So, I'm calling about the CBA contest.
You're in it
again.
Yep, you're in it. That's cool.
Hey. Well, blessings to you and Robin.
Well, thank you very much.
And it's going to be a little tough, isn't it? For the rest of your life together, now you have to have presents on 2 days in December.
Oh, I can deal with it.
Okay.
Robin can deal with it. Yeah, Robin can deal with it. No problem at all. She can deal with it. So.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks,
again,
buddy. We appreciate it.
Both.
All right, Russ.
Thank you. Take care.
Uh-huh.
Good night.
Bye-bye. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we're taking calls for the muzzleloader contest. We are giving away a CVA muzzleloader. We gave one away last week, contacted the folks at CVA. Haven't heard back. Still don't know what model you're going to get, but maybe Paul can call in. And I don't know if he's gotten it yet or notified that he's going to get it or what, but, you know, we'll figure it out.
You get to go out during the break.
Why?
Because there was just a little person out there walking around that I didn't recognize and wasn't comfortable walking to the truck.
I don't blame you. Probably better safe than sorry. Yeah. Okay.
I tried.
That's okay. I'm glad you didn't risk it. So we'll go during the break. I'll figure out what to say to, you know, about Chesapeake Outdoors.
I bet you can figure it out.
You think I can?
We go there all the time. We love it.
Well, I know. I was there the other day. I get it. Sure. So, I'm wondering where the third caller went. Somebody hung up. Did you take three names and numbers, Anita, or just two? Just two. The third guy hung up. Or person. May have been a lady. So, well, let's pick up the pace here a little bit. Let's put Anita through her paces today. She you know, she's 12 hours into this. She's not very tired right now. So we want to make sure she can write your name and phone number down and keep her alert for the rest of the morning because she does have to drive home. So you wouldn't want to be responsible if that something happened. So just keep those phone calls coming, 410-WCBM-680. Name and phone number, go on the air with me and say hi. That's all it takes. Oh, mercy. Well, how about this? Four Prince George's County men were charged with deer poaching Saturday evening. That would have been last Saturday evening. And their firearms, compound bow, and tree stand were seized. Acting on a citizen complaint, Maryland Natural Resources Police and Prince George's County officers went to a construction site near Ritchie Marlborough Road. Four vehicles were parked there. At about 7:15 p.m., the suspects left the woods and attempted to drive away when they were stopped by police. One man ran from the scene. Officers asked the detained men to call the fourth suspect, who returned for questioning. A total of 17 citations were issued. Rosalino Ortiz Santos, 49, of Lanham, was charged with two counts of failing to field tag a deer, hunting without a license, hunting without written permission, and one count of eluding a police officer. I'm guessing that Rosalina's the guy that ran away. Omero Alvarez Cruz, 32, of Hyattsville, received citations for deer hunting with a rifle in a shotgun county-only county, hunting without a license, hunting without written permission, and driving without a license. Armando Espinoza, 49, of Lanham, was charged with hunting with a shotgun out of season, hunting without written permission, and failing to have his hunting license with him. Ciros Andres, 47, of Lanham, was charged with hunting with a rifle in a shotgun-only county and hunting without written permission. In addition to confiscating property, officers also seized two does and a five-point antler shed. All four men are scheduled to appear in Prince George's County District Court December 27th. Each man could be fined as much as $3,000. the two does under the Poaching Restitution Act. If they're convicted of poaching a deer, which simply means killing a deer illegally, will be charged also with the Poaching Restitution Act. Let's hope they're charged with the Poaching Restitution Act and be mandatory fine of $300 to $500 and 80 hours of community service. So there you go. How about that? What happened to our callers? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. They were doing so well at the beginning, weren't they, Anita? You know what happens? People get up, and they get up about 10 minutes ahead of time. They get a coffee, okay? They drink their coffee, and about 20 after, the coffee hits. And then they got to walk away, and they can't get to the phone.
Gotcha.
See? I know how that happens. There's somebody
I know
there.
You do.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, I know you do?
Hmm?
Nothing.
Nothing. I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, I know. I know. Here's a scary situation. Three lost hunters were located and guided from the Foster Track of the Pocomoke State Forest just outside of Snow Hill Saturday evening. The men called 911 about 7:30 p.m., said they'd become disoriented as sunset approached. Couldn't find their vehicle. Worcester County Emergency Services dispatchers were able to direct Natural Resources police officers and Worcester deputy sheriffs to the general direction. Using four-wheel drive vehicles, the officers found the men in less than an hour. The hunters were unharmed. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Not much. Morning, Robin.
Good morning.
I'm calling in to get the gun, I hope.
Well, there you go. You're on the list, right?
Okay, yep.
All right.
Awesome. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Hey, thanks.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
See ya.
All right. Anita's just going wild in there. Donna, good morning. How are you?
I am well. And you?
Good, thank you. What's up?
Okay. I was speaking to a woman in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yes, ma'am.
Last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she was relating to me how her sister has a number of deer around her house. And it was rutting season, and the deer actually attacked and killed a dog. Is that uncommon? Or
no, that can happen. I mean, I don't know that it's,
no,
that common. But, yeah, I mean, the deer are all charged up for a fight. I mean, they're ready to fight. I talked to a young man the other day from Battery Warehouse, and he said that he's been hunting this particular deer. And when he got out of the woods the other morning, Tuesday or Wednesday morning, whatever day it was, and when he came out of the woods, he saw evidence of a massive amount of ground churned up, and you know, these deer were there. If you've ever seen a deer fight, it's amazing. It's a very, very violent thing.
Yeah.
And he found actually chunks of hide that one had torn out of the other one. So I mean, they get pretty pretty violent.
Last year, maybe the year before. There was a doe that my husband swore challenged him. She was getting real aggressive. Is that unusual? I mean, it would have been, you know.
It depends. It depends on the time of year. If he was between her and her fawns, perhaps.
No, it was right at the side. He you know, no little ones. Okay.
What time of year was that?
I beg your pardon?
What time?
It had to be last summer, and I think really 2015, probably.
Yeah, well, you say in the summertime. I'm guessing that there were fawns nearby. The does won't stay with the does won't necessarily stay with the fawns.
Oh, okay.
They'll stash them up to 300 yards apart.
Oh.
It's a survival thing. See, the does then will go feed, and then they'll go feed one of the fawns.
Uh huh.
And then they'll go feed the other fawn. That may be, you know, they may be hundreds of yards apart.
Uh-huh.
And they do that for the survival of the species. If some predator were to pounce on one, it wouldn't get both fawns.
Could I switch species? And absolutely enjoyed the dickens out of it this summer. It was a female fox, and she had five little ones. First they counted four.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a runt. He or she was number five.
Right.
But anyway, I mean, they were like, you know, puppies out there tussling and carrying around, running around my big tall pine tree. I mean, she was in it with them one time.
Cool.
Then all of a sudden they disappeared, and I said, oh, God, I hope somebody didn't poison them, shoot them. I mean, would she have just said, okay, kids, you're on your own?
That's possible. That's probably what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. I have
where are you calling from, Donna? Where are you calling from? What area?
Pasadena.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The screener gave me the grill. Expected her to ask my social security number.
Uh-huh.
I've never had anybody ask my last name before when I've called.
Well, that's because we're doing a contest, Donna.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we're asking your first and last name and your phone number. So, I mean, if you don't want to be in the contest, we'll just strike you off the list. All right, then.
All righty.
Hey, we got to roll. Okay. Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks. Bye-bye. Morning, Bill. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Alan. I just want to tell you, I go up to my sister's every year. She's up in Cape Cod, up in Bourne.
Sure.
I just got back from there for my wedding. I've never seen so many wild turkeys walking alongside of freeways and in meadows.
That's crazy.
It's incredible.
Yep. Got it.
Have you been up there to see this?
Not recently.
Robin, I'm going to get him up there.
Robin used to live up there, didn't he?
I used to live there a long time ago. I don't remember. Dad used to turkey hunt.
They're in my sister's driveway, dusting in the sand. Or, you know, I mean, it was just amazing to see it.
Cool.
Wild turkeys that close up. I didn't realize, you know.
They're
lean birds, too.
They can be. Yeah, they can be.
I had three come out in front of my car, remember? Two weekends ago, going to get my daughter down there. Preston.
Yeah.
And I had three go right out in front of my car.
I had two fly over the car on Liberty Road the other day out by where the snowball stand is, out past Randallstown that way.
Yeah, I've seen
amazing sight. I also got my fill of lobster while I was up there.
Yeah, I bet
you
did.
That's what I want.
All right.
six pound lobsters for $93.99 if you want to. Run up there just to grab a plate.
Yeah, we're good. I'm good. Thanks.
I'll go. He can stay.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
You have a good day there.
All right, buddy.
Win that gun.
All right, good luck to you. Thanks. There he goes. Bill and John, good morning. John, how are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to get in the contest and say hey.
Hey, buddy. Thank you very much. Good morning.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. There he goes. Whoops. There goes... John. There goes John. There's Don. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Guess where I'm calling from?
I have no idea.
Massachusetts.
Oh, I figured you would. Thanks.
It's Captain Don.
I know. How you doing, Captain?
Hey, Captain.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm calling to enter the contest.
You are in.
I'm in. Good, good. As I indicated to you previously, I've got a couple issues I have to deal with, but I really do want to get into this hunter safety course.
Sure.
Get out and shoot that gun a little bit after I learn how to use it. And,
sure.
This week, was able to get out on the Patapsco and near the mouth of the Chesapeake, mouth of the Patapsco, and we were chasing some birds and got my two and got back in and.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
What part of Massachusetts are you in?
I'm in Fall River right now.
Fall River. Pretty place.
And we were just talking about Bourne the other night with some friends, one of whom was going for a job over in Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
The turkeys are all over the place.
Got it.
I think we're just going to have to take a ride to see them.
Yep. All right, Don. Appreciate the call. Hey, and thank you for your contribution to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We appreciate that.
Okay, I may be able to make another one a little bit later this month. So
well, I appreciate that.
Thanks, Captain.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye. There he goes, Don, and we got Chris. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are
good.
You guys?
Good, good. Thank you.
I'm calling to enter the contest.
Okay, you're in.
Thank you. And if you can you explain a little bit about the moon phase, this week's moon, as opposed to the full moon, please?
We are on the full moon, I think, tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if this was new or full.
No, the full moon is the brightest, the full moon is bright and shiny, and the new moon is almost totally dark.
Yeah, and how does that affect our deer movement?
Well, there's a lot of theories on that. I'm not sure about any of them. If you want to kill a deer, you got to get in the woods, no matter what the moon phase is.
Okay. Yeah.
But the moon phase will trigger certain behavior, and I'll get into that in a little bit, when we get some time, so keep listening, okay?
And have a good weekend. Thanks,
all right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yep, we're going to take a little break here. I'm waiting
for a caller named Dale. Is he on the line yet?
Okay, good. We will take a little break here. Let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, look, I was in there the other day. The rut is kicking in. I mean, the bucks are chasing the does. And if you want to see something, go in there and check out their line of scents and grunt calls and camouflage and archery supplies. The crossbows are an amazing amount of crossbows. They have the new Raven, and they've got the 10-point, and they've got the Carbon Express, and they've got all the different brands of crossbows. And, of course, they carry those great Matthews solo cam bows for compound bows. But the accessories, the seating, the Big and J, the apple cracker, the regular deer corn, they've got all the stuff that everybody wants for deer season. The cover scents, I mean, I don't even know all the names of all the stuff. But if you'd like to spray it or rub it on a tree or put it on your boots or make a mock scrape or hang it from a drip pad, then, you know, why don't you tell this gentleman, text this gentleman the phone number. Anyway, they've got everything for deer season. And not only that, they've got everything for waterfowl season, too. The calls, the steel shot, the decoys, the camouflage. They've got banded. They've got Under Armour. It's all there. They've got all the boots and hips and waders, too. Where's this place? Exit 39B off Route 50 right across the Bay Bridge. It's called Chesapeake Outdoors. Look for Dominion Road. You get off that exit, and you can go right into Chesapeake Outdoors, and you'll be glad you did. They have a good, knowledgeable staff that'll take care of you at 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500.
You'll probably see you there if you can't find all your stuff since you moved.
That's true. That's
he
true.
He was just saying this morning he
That's
couldn't find
true.
His stuff.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll be right back after these messages.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut or call 410-228-9111. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me and Robin there.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it. Cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined. So I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown. The sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand.
There we go. My baby looks good in camouflage. Don't you, girl?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Let's see. Who's been on here longest? Let me Charles on line 3. Good morning, Charles. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on?
I love that song. I love that song.
Yeah, I know. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. I really do.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say hi.
Okay.
Been listening to you since, I guess going back to the Alley Cat days.
No, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I've been on in December. It'll be 29 years.
That's about how long I've been listening.
Yep. December 16th, I went on the air December 17th in 1988.
Wow.
December 16th this year is the day we're getting married, so that'll be our 29th anniversary on the air.
Fantastic.
You like it?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Charles.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
There goes Charles. Let's see. Then we've got Greg. He's been waiting longer. Good morning, Greg. How are you? Hello, Greg. Well, Greg?
Greg's gone.
Greg is gone. We need to put a check mark beside Greg's name. He's in the contest, but he didn't go on the air. That's part of the rules. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, I'm sorry. I forgot to ask you a question when I had you before.
Yes, sir.
A long time ago, before it was politically incorrect,
uh-huh.
Took a honor safety course in high school.
Right.
And I had my license. And, I mean, I'm talking back in the 70s.
Yep.
Then I knew they changed the law where you had to take the course. I don't have the paperwork, of course, anymore, but I still got the license.
Right.
Can I still get a hunting license, or do I have to take the course again?
If you hunted before, I believe it's 1976.
I believe I did.
I think you can sign the affidavit and get a license.
Cool. Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right. And, yeah. And if you did take the course and you know what state...
Pennsylvania is when I was in school.
Yeah, that's when I took it, and when I was 12 years old up in Pennsylvania. I don't have my Pennsylvania hunter safety card either, but
yeah.
Somebody has a record of it. But Maryland had problems with their early records of hunter safety. I think the building burned, or there was the flood or something, and the license, all the records of the hunter safety licenses early on now in the 60s and 70s were destroyed, if I remember correctly.
And yeah, I'll have to look
to yeah.
see what your license is.
Yep.
I still got it.
Okay. Sounds good,
hey,
buddy.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Uh-huh. John, good morning. How are you?
Did you say John?
I did say John. Oh, is that your name?
Yeah, that's me.
All right. So what's up?
Haven't talked to you in months. How's everything? Robin, how are you?
I'm doing
well.
How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Great. I called to get in a contest.
You're in it?
Thank you. I hadn't talked to you in a while, but earlier... fellow was saying you need two presents now in December when you get married. I got to married on December 14th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it makes for a great Thanksgiving, Christmas. I mean, everybody's
all of it, yeah.
Mood.
Sure.
I mean, you have Thanksgiving, then wedding anniversary, and Christmas. Do it all at once. It makes a great time.
Good.
Oh, I love it. And then my birthday's 6 months away, so that works even better.
Well, that gives him 6 months to save up.
That's right.
For
exactly.
another present.
Yep.
But I like that idea, Thanksgiving, anniversary, and Christmas. That's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
One comment about all the turkeys that you guys have been seeing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any, but I know that on opening day of deer season,
yeah.
I'll see a lot of turkeys.
And all of them will be wearing orange, won't they? All right.
You got to take
it. Thanks, John.
John, have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
And I'll be out there with him, too.
Uh-huh. Biggest turkey around.
What happened there, Anita?
Okay. What was his name? Didn't leave a name. He just got in conversation and wanted to call back. Oh, I see. All right. All right. Well, let's grab that caller. Greg, you got to call back and just go on the air for 30 seconds and say hi. And, if you got to wait 3 minutes, you got to wait 3 minutes. Sorry. It's just how this radio thing works. So, we take a couple breaks an hour. And if you get caught in that, I'm sorry. It's just I got to stick by the clock. So that's how that works. Well, since I don't have any information in front of me, I'm just going to have to wing it on Clyde Sports Shop.
That won't be hard either.
No, I've been doing business with Clyde's for over 30 years. So Bill and Clyde, they've been there 60 years this year. They've been a great Browning dealer since the late 60s, and they have all those Browning firearms. Now, the really the best value is the AB3 for a high-powered rifle. It's the A-Bolt 3 is what they call it, the AB3. It comes in a variety of calibers from 243 to 300 Win Mag. It comes in wood or synthetic, and it comes with a Nikon, I believe it's a Buckmaster scope, and I think it's 4 to 12 power by 40. And it's a package deal from the factory, so you know it's done right, it's mounted right, and it is a great value if you're looking for a high-powered rifle. It compares with anything out there, and the biggest part of it is it's a Browning. And I carried my Browning 300 Win Mag with me when I was with Laura bear hunting in 2015. That's what I used to take my bear here in Maryland. And I've taken a couple deer with it, but it's a good caliber. It'll take anything almost in North America, 300 Winchester Magnum. So they've got that. And then the BPS pump shotgun comes in all gauges from 410 to 10 gauge. 12 and 20 gauge rifled barrel deer models available. Comes in Mossy Oak camo, pump action shotgun, bottom ejection. And if you like a pump action shotgun, and many do, over some of the semi-autos, but many do like the pump action, the BPS is the one to take a look at. Their number is 410-242-6108. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just off Beltway Exit 9, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're on Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just off Beltway Exit 9 is Clyde Sports Shop. The phone number, 242-6108. You can call them and ask them where they are. I've been doing a commercial for 30 years. What can I say? Yeah, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Complete gunsmithing services. We're good to go at Clyde's Sports Shop. There's Dale. Yep, we're going to talk to Dale. Hey, Dale, good morning. How are you?
Alan, how you doing?
Good, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Dale Gertz. This is the director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition that several weeks ago put up the challenge that he would match any contributions to the Maryland Hunting Coalition dollar for dollar up to $5,000. And,
yep, and I accidentally gave you a whole extra week.
Yeah, you did. Thanks.
So, yeah, well, last week my daughter got married on Saturday, so it kind of slipped my mind to call you first thing in the morning.
I can't.
Gorgeous pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. Great pictures online. Yep, sure yeah. Did. Yep.
She lives a little bit on Facebook, so.
and she's a great hunter.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Rachel came into view probably 10 years ago or more. She took a great buck with her bow on your property there.
Yeah.
You remember that?
11 years ago.
Yeah. Yep, you remember that. And beautiful young lady, great looking buck, and had a good mentor in her dad, you, who hunts all over the world. And then I just saw a picture the other day where she took a red stag up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I was sitting with her. I actually filmed it. I'll show you the video next time I see you.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So
anyway, I'm calling. How did you do? Did you get to the 5,000?
We failed, Dale. We only came up with about 4,600 to 4,700 altogether. Okay. Now I'm waiting for a couple checks that are included in that total that have been committed. But that's where we are.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's surprising to me. I did what I said I was going to do when I hung up. Instead of 10 people, I sent text out to 12, and I know at least 6 of those gave money. So
sure, sure.
Folks, it's really important. We've got the Maryland Hunting Coalition that stands by our side, and we have a great lobbyist that knows all the politicians, Bill Miles. And without him, I can guarantee you over the last 3 years, we would have lost some rights.
No question.
For the sport that we love. So
no question.
Everybody in earshot of this radio show, if you take just a few minutes today and you text 10 of your hunting buddies and ask them to donate to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Matter of fact, do you still have that raffle going on for the shotgun?
We have a raffle for a shotgun. We're only selling 100 tickets. It's a beautiful, it's a $2,000 shotgun, Dale. It's an engraved, gold engraved, Ducks Unlimited, limited edition Browning BPS pump shotgun, 12 gauge. Photos are online. Both sides are gorgeously engraved. It's beautiful wood. We have the gun. We've seen the gun. It's at our FFL dealer, and it is a spectacular looking gun. And
so not only can you help the Maryland Hunting Coalition with the cash flow, yeah, you can buy that and actually have a chance to win it. I've seen the gun. It's beautiful. And
yep.
I have a lot of Browning.
Yep.
You know, I got the 300 short mags and the 375s.
Sure.
They're awesome weapons.
Indeed.
Browns make
indeed.
A great gun. But anyway.
And there's another raffle, though, too, that it can get in for $10. And that's a Thanksgiving raffle. We're going to draw that this Thanksgiving. And on Thanksgiving Day, and we'll let everybody know who the winner was. But that's $10, and it's a hunter's choice raffle. So if you're a bow hunter, there's a PSE bow, like a $900 PSE bow up for that. There's a crossbow from Parker, and then there's this engraved, it's a Talo engraved Ruger 10/22. With this really cool graphics on the side that's been engraved in. It looks like a wild boar gone wild. So all those photos are on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. And it's very easy to get into these raffles. And, you know, you just go online and use a credit card and do all that. So
awesome. Well, folks, I can tell you, you know, I've seen Bill at work personally as we passed the poaching bill.
Yep.
Which was
You were involved before there was a hunting coalition, Dale. You were involved in the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act of 2012.
Yeah.
If you remember meeting with lawmakers then and seeing Bill in action back before there was a coalition, you know?
Oh yeah. Bill's awesome. You can have nobody better in your corner. And for everybody listening, we're not asking for a lot.
No.
You know, $10 or $20. You know, come in, buy a raffle ticket, the shotgun or whatever might be a $50 ticket. But if you spend that money and you get 10 of your hunting friends to spend that money,
yep,
just everybody listening here this morning, there'd be enough money to fund the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And if you have a concern, you can get a hold of Alan.
Yep.
And, you know, we
I'm pretty public, Dale. I'm pretty public, yeah.
But there's a lot of people that, you know, they'll wait till something passes that they don't like.
Yep.
And then they want to, you know, it's a whole lot easier to prevent something from changing than changing something that has already changed.
And here's the interesting thing on that, Dale, and I'm glad you said that, because right now we are working with the highest levels of different levels, different departments, different categories, different offices in the state of Maryland, to prevent something from happening, okay? And it's one of those deals where it's highly confidential. We're working with the members of the General Assembly. We're working with some people in wildlife, and we're working with some administration officials as well. And you just can't blast all that out there and say, this is what we did today. This is what we, you know, we're a social media world, but unfortunately in this world, you know, we've got to keep a lot of things close to the vest. And we can't blast it out there, okay? So when it happens, when you see something come up, like a legislation that we're promoting or we've crafted, that's a result of hundreds of hours of work behind the scenes. You know, Bill put probably 150 hours of research into that Poaching Restitution Act. He was on the phone with people from Iowa and all over the country finding out about their poaching bills and poaching fines and how it would work. And then he goes to work, and being in Annapolis as long as he has been, he can craft legislation. And he knows how to do it, and he knows what he's doing. He's been there 41 years. So,
yeah,
you know, we're blessed to have the guy. And, you know, we got to pay him. And
yep,
we're right out there. We got to pay the guy.
And I can't believe with the social media blast and this radio show that, you know, I know a lot of great hunters, and I guess, you know, people are busy. They're always busy. But, folks, I'm asking you to take 10 minutes today, go on the website, buy a raffle ticket, or just donate money so we have this guy in our corner because he's not free. And actually, you know, it takes very little. You know, Alan Ellis and Bill Miles do more for the hunters in the state of Maryland than they probably realize. And it's very easy for us as hunters to give a $10 or a $20 donation or 50 or...
Well, you'll pay $10 to put a sticker on the back of your truck to support some manufacturer that doesn't care about you other than that you're buying his product.
Right. And the reason I throw this challenge up and give $5,000 on my own money is because I realize how important it really is. I'm paying for 100 people. If it
exactly.
was a $50 donation.
That's true.
So, you know, in my mind, I think, okay, let's all get out there together. Let's do a fundraiser. I literally would think we should raise $20,000-$30,000, and we didn't even raise $5,000. So that's disappointing. But, folks, everybody listening that maybe didn't hear this challenge a couple of weeks ago, I sent out 12 texts after I got off the phone that day.
Right.
And everybody was getting ready to go hunting or sitting in a tree or whatever. And I know some of my good friends gave $100.
Oh, I know they did. Yep. Exactly. You're
whatever.
Exactly right. Yep.
So we can get, you know, 10 of our friends just to donate. And it could be a $10 donation.
That's all that matters. You get a ticket for $10, you know.
Yeah, it keeps everybody in the game here. And if you have concerns, then you contact Alan. We can talk about it. We can give you an answer, you know, where it falls in. But
yep.
Well, there's a whole lot done is all I can say behind the scenes every year. And without Alan, I mean, and
well,
Bill,
you know, I mean, Dale, it's not about me, okay? It's about this tradition, this pastime, this heritage that I love. I'm 50 years in the woods this year. 50 years,
right.
Okay? And on the very first day I went deer hunting in firearm season in Pennsylvania, I watched a man shoot across a field, okay? And he and his buddy went down and dragged a deer out that had been shot the night before because that deer was frozen solid. And a deer doesn't freeze solid in an hour, okay?
Right.
That deer was full of snow in the body cavity and frozen solid. And on my very first day in the deer woods, I watched a poacher do what he does or do what he did, okay? And I think that's part of the reason that the poaching thing was so important to me. But I've grown to love this sport over 50 years. And, Dale, you hunt all over the world, all over the country, and you know what hunting is all about. And you spend some great time in some great camps with some great people, and so have I. And, you know, I want to keep that tradition. I want to keep that heritage alive. I want to keep that lifestyle that I have. And here we are in Maryland, which is home to the Humane Society of the United States, the largest anti-hunting organization in the world with a budget of $200 million. And we can't raise $5,000 among the hunting community to preserve those traditions and heritage that we have.
Yeah.
You know, and guess what? Alan's not scraping any money out of this organization, and neither is Dale, and neither is all of our directors and all of our advisors. We're all volunteers. Okay. It doesn't cost anything to join. Okay. Nothing. Sign up and join the Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org. You just type a few details in, and we'll send you an email, newsletter, let you know what's happening on our end. So.
Yeah, it's always a lot of good stuff.
I mean,
very interesting. Like I say, we need to do our part, gang. So look, what I'm gonna do is I'll text another 10 or 12 people today and try to get to that $5,000. And I would like to think that everybody listening gives an effort today, and then maybe we can raise another $5,000 or $10,000. It just seems like it'd be so easy. I mean, X amount of people listening here this morning.
80,000 hunters out there. We represent. We feel all of them in the halls of Annapolis because, you know, when we call for people to show up for a testimony or, you know, there's an issue out there, it's very difficult to get five people to show up to come and help testify, you know?
Yep.
And we're the ones doing it. We're in the trenches. There's no question.
Yeah, and I tell you, it's the easy part is donating a little bit of money. So
that's the easiest part. You're right.
After today, Alan, I guess just text me a number and we'll go from there. But gang, anybody listening, do us a favor, do yourself a favor, because like I said, once a law changes, it's hard to change it back when you don't like it. I know I always hear from a lot of people that, you know, something changes and they call and they're all upset. And I'm like, well, you weren't proactive on the front end. Well, we've got a guy in Bill Miles that stays in contact and is very proactive. So
yep.
We need to keep him on board. So, do me a favor. Do us a favor as hunters, the hunting community. Text 10 of your friends. Ask them to go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition, buy the raffle tickets for the shotgun, or just donate the money, whatever you can. But like I said, not a whole lot. $10 or $20 a person will fund us for the whole year.
if everybody listening contacts 10 people and just, you know, participates in this today. So,
yep.
Well, get off here.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Again, appreciate your generosity. Bucks are rutting. Yeah, get out there and get one.
Okay, man.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Hey, Rob. Take care. Talk to you later.
All righty. Bye-bye. Karen and Greg. Greg, I'm sorry you had to wait again. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. And you just wanted to say hi?
Yes, and I had to leave because I'm cold smoking salmon on the deck.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, man. All right. You're excused. Thanks.
No, you're not. You got to send some salmon this
way. That's Robin. All right, Greg. Yeah.
Sure. No problem. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. And Karen, real quick. I'm sorry to keep you waiting, dear, but that was very important to the coalition. How can I help you, Karen?
Hi, Alan. I emailed you a couple months ago where I made my fiancé sell his muzzleloader for some money.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, I want to enter the contest.
Okay. Sure. You're in.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
You got it.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll be right back after all these messages.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
I live back in the woods, you see. Woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Country folks can survive. That's right. So we want to thank Director Dale Gertz for his extending the offer to match any contributions to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. To the end of the day today, it's mdhuntingcoalition.org. If you'd like to mail a check, the address is P.O. Box 451, Sykesville, Maryland, S-Y-K-E-S-V-I-L-L-E, 21784, Maryland Hunting Coalition. Folks, we'll be back with more in the next hour. And we appreciate you joining us. We thank you for your indulgence of Director Dale Gertz, but he did make a few points. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is the first line and last line of defense for hunters in Annapolis. Remember, it is an urban mindset here in Maryland. And hunting, you guys in the country, you out in the hinterlands, they don't even know what it's about. There's less than 10 lawmakers hunt in our entire 188-member General Assembly. Okay, that's it. It's time for us to... Oh, I got to tell them. $5 off at Good Times Crab House on your order of a dozen crabs.
All you got to do is mention the show.
Mention the show. Alan Ellis, Outdoors and Radio Show. You heard the commercial. Now get out, stay safe today.